Ernita was distinguished from her youth by her courageous and progressive views. She opposed World War I and supported the ideas of socialism. Marriage and childbirth did not change her. The girl still wanted to be in the thick of social and political events. She participates in the organization of technical assistance to socialist Russia. Together with her husband, she goes to the Siberian city of Kemerovo. Here, with the help of American specialists, a major industrial center was to be founded. Despite the difficult conditions, she happily works for Soviet Russia. Her relationship with her husband falls apart. Even having a child does not save them. As a result, she divorces her husband. Ernita stays in the Soviet Union, moving to Moscow. Here she works in the Comintern library and still believes in the ideas of communism.